to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring the music and the memories of Tina Marie, as well as other female Motown artists. In addition to Tina, we'll hear from Mary Wells, the Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, the Supremes, and Brenda Holloway, all coming up to the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
But don't think that I don't know what I'm doing. Wide Web. World Wide Web. And MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Got me, and I've got him. politician. I want to be sure as can be. Hear what I say, hey, girls, keep away.
Motown Memory from the Marvelettes. That was Don't Mess With Bill, and that reached number 7 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, Mary Wells, Two Lovers, and that reached number 7 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1962. And we started with Tina Marie, Lover Girl. It reached number 4 in 1985 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring the music of Tina Marie. Well, Tina Marie was born Mary Christine Brockett. She was born March 5, 1956, and died December 26, 2010. She was a singer, songwriter, and producer. She was a protege of funk artist Rick James, and she played rhythm guitar, keyboards, and congas. She also wrote, produced, sang, and arranged virtually all her songs since her first release in 1980 with an album entitled Irons in the Fire, which she later said was her favorite album. She had a daughter, Alyssa Rose, who sings under the stage name of Rose LeBeau. Let's continue remembering Tina Marie with some of her great songs. Coming up, Square Biz, right here on Motown Men.
Point and stand below.
Tom with your requests. MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
with a great song, Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, that reached number 9 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, a song that also reached number 9 in 1966, Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love. And we started with Tina Marie, Square Biz, a number 3 song on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1981. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some songs from Tina Marie. A little more about Tina Marie's early background. She had a very strong African-American influence from her godmother. She was white, of course. She was born in Santa Monica, California, and she grew up in an African-American part of Oakwood, a neighborhood of Venice in Westwood, Los Angeles. She was raised on Motown music and singing Harry Belafonte songs by age 2, and she was a self-proclaimed gift from God who would become fine-tuned as the years progressed. She described her ethnic heritage as Portuguese, Italian, Irish, and American Indian. Well, as a child, interestingly enough, she had an acting role in the U.S. television show called The Beverly Hillbillies, and she was credited as Tina Marie Brockett. She also sang at the wedding of actor Jerry Lewis's son when she was 10 years old. Well, Tina Marie signed with Motown Records in 1976, having gained an introduction to staff producer Hal Davis, who is best known for his work with Brenda Holloway and the Jackson 5. She recorded unreleased material with a number of different producers, but she was spotted by Rick James, who was also a great star at Motown at that time, who effectively became her mentor. Her debut album was called Wild and Peaceful. It was originally conceived as a project to be produced by Rick James for Diana Ross, but Rick decided to work with Tina Marie instead. Well, here is another Tina Marie song, I'm Just a Sucker for Your Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, all right, you freaks, give it up.
I'm just a
for Lady T.
Sucker. I'm just a sucker for your love.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love, baby.
I'm just a sucker for your love.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love. Well, you're a sexy little lady, you like your candy very sweet. You're a classy little dame, sophisticated game, and you know all of the best restaurants to eat.
Say, baby, you two are a mellow fellow, and you're as rare as vintage wine. I'll take you any place, get into your time space. That's why I chose to make you mine.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for love,
sucker for love, baby.
I'm just a sucker for love.
I'm just a sucker for love, sucker for love, sucker for your love, baby. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And you don't want to see my face around. Times may get rough, but I know there's enough. Enough freaky love when my love tumbles down. Didn't do I?
Don't you do that? Don't you do that? That's what I used to say. Well, I got mad and didn't want your touch.
Uh-huh.
How could I resist when you still have to kiss? Sucked in once again, I let you in. Uh-huh.
Well, you're a sweet, sexy thing, and you make my whole heart sing. And there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Sucker for love, sucker for love, baby. Do 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 wah wah.
I just a sucker for love.
With Tom Fallon.
Brenda Holloway, with a song that she co-wrote and was a much greater hit by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but her version reached number 39 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967, and we started with Tina Marie, I'm Just a Sucker for Your Love. It reached number 8 on the Black Singles R&B charts from 1979, and that was her first hit that she ever had. Well, this half hour has come to a close, and we've featured 3 Tina Marie songs during this half hour. Next half hour, we'll hear another 3 Tina Marie songs, so keep it right here as we remember Tina Marie on Motown Memories.